Snow continues to linger across portions of eastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota this morning, but it's going to stop, and then it's going to get bitterly cold. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. 24 inches of snow being reported at Bismarck. Of course, everybody's aware of that. That whole central portion of North Dakota was hit hard by the heavier snows, with totals running from 18 to 22 inches in general. The northeastern one-third of the state reporting totals running from around 8 upwards to around 16 inches. The majority of the far northeast is seeing totals up to about a little more than a foot. In northern Minnesota, the totals are still coming in. Looks like anywhere from 6 to 9 inches being noted there, but those are unofficial amounts and were as of last evening. We're still going to continue to work our way deeper into this cold air mass. The winds will blow today across a fair amount of the region from the north, and we are going to look for the temperatures to be downright nasty cold for a while. Low temperatures tomorrow morning expected to be in the positive and negative single digits across a big part of our region, and we will see temperatures dropping down to minus 10 or colder perhaps as we get into the weekend, and we'll also expect to see a reinforcing shot of cold air coming up next week that will likely bring the temperatures back down lower still. We do look for some moderation of temperatures as we go from Sunday night into Monday, and temperatures at night maybe in the single digits and teens during that time period, but just a couple of days later we will be seeing a reinforcing shot of cold air that will force those temperatures again back down below zero. We are not looking for a lot of precipitation in the area now for a while. Once you get into these cold air masses, it's hard to get it to precipitate in a significant manner. Not that it's impossible, but it will be difficult. So we do expect to see relatively quiet conditions occurring across the region. Snow flurries and light snowfall will come with a reinforcing shot of cool air that comes around late Sunday going into Monday. And yes, we will pick up on maybe an inch or so of accumulating snow across the eastern Dakotas into central and southern portions of Minnesota. And there might even be some localized amounts getting up to 2 or 3 inches. We'll watch that pretty closely, but that's still a few days away. The system may be stalled out across parts of our area because of a larger storm system that's going to be moving through the Midwest. And so our light snow that occurs early in the week could linger into midweek. A cold surface high pressure center will settle into the region during midweek next week. That's why I think we'll see more sub-zero temperatures across the area. Our afternoon temperatures, well, they're not going to be a whole lot better than the nighttime lows. We'll be looking at teens and 20s across the region today and probably tomorrow and probably right through the heart of the weekend into early next week as well. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.